And hashtag RIP Twitter is trending this morning. It seems all Twitter office buildings have been closed and employee badge access disabled following an ultimatum to staff as the chaos that has embroiled the social media company since Elon Musk's takeover last month continues. Many users are now wondering, is Twitter about to go down? Elaine Burke is editor of Silicon Republic. And Elaine, what's going on? Is Twitter really about to go down?
It's not unlikely, but it also may survive the weekend. We'll have to wait and see. But the reason why people are expecting that it might collapse any minute now is because it looks like another swathe of employees have left the company. Elon Musk, the new owner, issued an ultimatum yesterday, and that ultimatum ended at close of business Silicon Valley time, basically yesterday. Basically saying you either sign up for this new hardcore version of Twitter 2.0 or else he'll take that as your resignation. And reports are still unclear. We don't have an official comms team at Twitter. We haven't had official statements at them for some time now. But it's being rumoured that up to maybe 1,000 employees have taken the severance package rather than continue working there. And again, we're still unclear how many people are left working at Twitter, but it could be down to 2,000 people. And some teams are said to be without engineers or down to one or two engineers. And if you've got systems serving 250 million or so users that are running on a skeleton crew, there is a possibility that things could break.
And what we've had instead is a series of rather bizarre tweets from Elon Musk himself. But how long can this go on? What consequences might he or his company possibly end up facing?
Well, what's really strange here is that the things like issuing ultimatums and the layoffs process, it all seems to be done with a perspective that Twitter doesn't have global employees that are in jurisdictions with many different employment law structures. We still aren't clear yet on the impact of the layoffs on the employers here. It had employed about 500 people in Dublin. We don't know how many are remaining from the last round of layoffs. We don't know how many people may have decided to take severance based on the ultimatum. We don't know a whole lot, and we don't even know if they've appointed employee representatives on the due process of 30 days to issue the layoffs in Ireland. There's still not a lot of clarity with no comms team and with the CEO only issuing tweets by memes to tell us what's going on. There's not a lot we know.
You look at what's happening with cryptocurrencies, FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried now facing possible extradition from the Bahamas, Elon Musk, the richest man in the world. It seems he could have his hands full there with Twitter. Is this possibly the end of the tech bro hero bubble? Because these guys have been idolised and put on pedestals the last few years, haven't they?
Absolutely. They still have their fans. Elon still is championed by many, and many, many powerful people still champion Elon. And Sam Bankman-Fried would still have some backers, although a lot of his high profile backers are turning against him. So it does seem that the mask has slipped, and it has become apparent that people that have been put up on pedestals because of their success, it's now being revealed that maybe they weren't the talent or the genius that they were set up to be, and that they have flaws. And many of them, maybe in Musk's case, have had yes men surrounding them for too long and don't seem to maybe exist in the real world and realise how to actually motivate employees is not to fire half your staff and then issue an ultimatum to the rest of them.
Yeah, hashtag what's going on, maybe. Thank you very much indeed, Elaine Burke, editor of Silicon Republic.